In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Choctaw. Don't forget, after us, Gavin Dawson, Lucius Alexander will be holding it down here, leading you into Dallas Cowboys, the official pregame show right here on 105.3 The Fan. But right now, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Major.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate the time. We have a special guest with us today, Kevin. We've been out here at Choctaw all day, enjoying our lives, enjoying watching everybody float in and out of this place. But let's get some inside information on this place directly from Thomas O'Sullivan, Director of Marketing for Choctaw. How are you doing today, Thomas?
Holly Toe, gentlemen.
Were you about to
really
say,
good.
How are you doing today, Choctaw?
I almost called him
Mr. Choctaw to you, sir. Yeah. No, it's Thomas O'Sullivan, Director of Marketing. I'm doing great, gentlemen. Holly Toe, welcome to Choctaw Durant. It's great to have you here. The guests are having a great time walking by. I just saw you guys get dabbed up. It's good to see you getting so much love hanging out here.
It is nice. I want to compliment the staff. This morning I went to go get a drink of water, and the button got stuck. That was on me. I did not know that I pushed the button too far. And I was standing there. You know how you go to somebody's house, and maybe you've broken the lever of their faucet, or you have cracked their toilet seat or something, and now you're terrified. You're like, what do I do? And you're in panic mode. Calmly, they said, there's a little latch underneath there. Just take care of it. And I was like, boom, there it is. So staff, doing a great job today.
Good. And you guys got to have some lunch, test out some of the restaurants.
And
what
I went
to
the Pit. The Pit barbecue was fantastic.
And I think that's where I'm going to stop.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Yeah. Visit the weekends, Friday, Saturday. They have the Dino Beef Rib. It's massive. It's delicious. It's a great bite.
So, but you can still take it down in one sitting.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, if you're a big guy like me, I'm dedicated to the cause. Yeah. I'm going for it.
I got you.
Now, one of the things about this, we've been sitting right next to the sports book, the league, I believe is what it is.
Yes.
And it is, like, first off, awesome book. It looks amazing over there, but the screens are amazing. Been watching some highlights, some replays. Do we have a big game going on tonight?
You know we do. The Cowboys are going to take it over tonight. So the league is the premier sports bar for Southeast Oklahoma. We have our screen is over 100 feet large, and it can be configured a lot of different ways. So Cowboys are on tonight, so you'll have the three big screens. We'll all be Cowboys. We'll have the Cowboy sound overhead. You'll be able to see it from in the bar, outside of the bar, around it. We get crowds all over. We show every football game, college and professional, all the baseball, soccer, hockey. As you may have seen, we're officially sponsoring the Mavs, the Rangers, and the Stars. And then on top of that, we have our Where the Players Play campaign. We've got Troy, Emmett Smith, Darren Woodson, and Pudge Rodriguez as part of that. So we really are dedicated to the sports entertainment realm in the Dallas area.
Okay, so we talked to Pudge about this the other day, that commercial. Is that your idea?
Yes.
That was your idea.
He loves that commercial.
You created that commercial.
Yes, that was our team that came up with that one. Yeah.
It was the most genius commercial I've ever seen.
It was honestly, the outtakes are my favorite. If you haven't visited our social pages, we got the outtakes on it. Pudge was having so much fun. He was like the life of the party.
Yeah, we had him on a couple of weeks. It was about a month ago, and I asked him about, I was like, hey, was that your idea for the float? And he was like, no, that was everybody else's. I just showed up and did my job. It was awesome. I really enjoyed that commercial. Probably a little too much, Kevin, as every time it comes on, it has me. It has
I don't
me
think
it,
such thing as too much. Maybe if it happened during the show.
Okay.
But in just the run of your regular life,
gotcha.
I think that's fine.
Smart commercial there. I really like that one a lot. Now, one of the other things, Thomas, that we've noticed throughout the day, when I came in, the first thing I noticed, arcade. And I was like, oh, Adrian, we got to come up here. We can bring the kids up here, and this is a family affair.
I was surprised by that too. I've seen so many kids coming through, and I thought we had some radically different gambling laws here in Oklahoma. But I have learned the actual truth.
Yes, if you see them on the slot machine, let me know. They're not
okay.
supposed to be there.
Got it.
We do make this a very family-friendly place. All of our restaurants can be accessed to families, so. Whether they want a quick bite, like one of the places behind us here, like the Pit and South Hot, or if they're wanting to get something a little bit more exciting, like Guy Fieri's, there's pathways so that minors can make their way to all of those. We have three hotel towers, two resort pools. One of those resort pools in the summer is family-friendly, so we actually have an entire side with water slides and fun features. And then we have the area you're talking about, the District, bowling alley, movie theater, and arcade. It's got six luxury screens with loungers inside the movie theater. Bowling alley is 20 full lanes, and the arcade has new games every month. It's a ton of fun. It's great for families, and it's just a great way to come together, especially around the holiday season, and spend some time bonding and enjoying those things as a family.
That was actually something legitimately I saw a father and son walking through, and I just started thinking about me and my two oldest boys. My daughter, she would probably be going to the spa with my wife, but like I was just thinking, I mean, this would be a great opportunity, holiday time, to be up here and do something like
that.
Oh,
for sure. I bring my boys up, and we go, and I wreck them on the racing games in the arcade every time. It's a blast.
And then from afar, teach them about the casinos.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
From afar. You know, just and the book from afar, okay? We can do it from the pit. We can point from afar. Now, he was saying, though, that we've noticed, are there field trips rolling through here? Is that what's happening?
Absolutely. Yeah, the District hosts birthday parties. We host a lot of schools. We have two party rooms back there. So just yesterday, actually, I was shooting a commercial with Texas Today, and we had a couple groups roll through and stand by and watch us, and then jumped in the arcade.
That's
they get a group
cool.
discount on the movies. It's a great time.
That is too awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So is there anything else that, because we've gotten this area kind of taken care of, but I haven't ventured far enough that direction. Anything over there that I need to know about in the casino area?
Some great stuff over there. So as you make your way past the league, you've got the poker room on the left hand side, super elevated, probably one of the nicest poker rooms I've ever seen. Great tables, great staff. Lots of excitement and action. We run two fives, high lows, pineapple. They can deal literally just about anything you can think of.
Nice.
Come in. If you got enough people, request a game. They'll get set up there. And then on the opposite end, so down by where I was telling you that resort pool is, we actually have our steakhouse, 1832 Steakhouse. Some of the best cuts of beef I've ever had. That filet mignon in there is just chef's kiss. Great sides. It's an amazing experience, and you're elevated on the third floor, so you get a great view of the skyline, just a beautiful Oklahoma fields across the way.
What do we got entertainment coming up? Some shows. What do we have coming up soon?
I've got some really fun stuff coming up. Tracy Lawrence with Parmalee is going to be coming.
Yes, time marches
great
on.
Country. Yes. Yes, thank you. It's one of my favorites. We've got Ralph Barbosa coming. His new special just dropped on Netflix. And then we're going to wrap the year up with Nate Smith. Great young country. He's an amazing artist. And then next year, we've got some really cool stuff coming. We've got new young country coming with Old 60 and the Costellos.
Nice.
So they're both young, new, hot. But we also got some big names lined up like Sting, Toto, Christina Aguilera, Burt Kreischer. So we've got a nice blend of everything.
Will Sting walk in with his baseball bat and face paint?
Or wrong Sting.
Different Sting.
Okay, so two different Stings.
I think it's the Dream of
Well, that is fantastic stuff. Is there anything else we need to know about before we let
Cowboys.
You go?
There
go
is one
too.
Special spot. And so since you guys are here and you're going to be leaving, maybe you want to grab a happy hour drink. The Winter Reserve, so we transformed the Reserve Bar, which is on the Grand Casino. We've transformed it into this Winter Wonderland. It's like an upscale Aspen space where you can sit, have a nice cocktail. They've got a beautiful whiskey menu and lots of holiday-themed drinks like the gingerbread latte, martini, so many great things to try there. So stop by, grab a drink, enjoy. It's great for a photo op if you guys are looking to get some good pictures in for the holidays.
Okay, I want to tell you this, Kevin. One, my wife is, I know she's listening, and she just heard that. That's her favorite thing.
Oh.
Right? Like, that's her, she wants
okay.
to be here for that. My mom's going to be here tomorrow. She already told me. She was. She had a
plan
to be
here. And that was before we even scheduled
it. She comes up here all the time. She loves Choctaw, so really looking forward to that. Thank you so much for hopping on with us today
letting
us know everything
we
need
to know
about
this. I need to just,
like,
where am I going to go eat?
Yeah, this is the holiday season. This is the place you need to be for these holidays. Thomas, thank you very much, man.
Thank
yeah,
you, gentlemen.
It.
Pleasure being here today. Yako Key for having me.
Excellent. Fantastic. Now, Kevin, I wanted to hop in on this Kenny Clark conversation just real quickly, if that's okay. Or you got some news?
I have one more other conversation. If you want to
looking at the menu at the pit right now,
read between the lines, Cowboys elevated Isaiah Land from the practice squad today. Now, if you take that to interpret it as he's up because Clowney is out, I think that would be a logical way to do that. I haven't officially heard that Clowney is out, but if we're just kind of like moving one piece in place of the other, that might be my guess.
Yeah, no, that absolutely makes sense. And I haven't checked on Detroit's movements today either to see if St. Brown. I'm kind of interested.
I'd be stunned if he played. I'll admit it.
I'm right there with you, and I'm doing the same thing. My fantasy league, he's one of my players. I said, screw it. I'm not even going to risk it. Not on a night like tonight, especially since I have so many things. I'm out and about, dude. I don't want to even risk it at all. So I'm looking but I am, dude, this game tonight has got – you asked me yesterday if I was all about it. I've gotten more and more amped up since yesterday. Sean and RJ this morning really got me rolling on my drive out here. And then as we've been talking about – Booker, like that conversation we had this morning about Booker that most people didn't hear, but most of the rest of the world did. That really got me rolling because I believe in this group so much. This offensive line, I know what this offense can do, and I think they can execute against this team. So I'm getting more and more pumped up about this. Kevin, I did want to tell a quick story. There was, you know, my history with Crows, right?
Did you say with crows?
With crows.
Maybe I don't.
I have a long history of being attacked by crows. Where there was one day I was walking, and I looked up, and a crow's perched up on the fence. And I'm sitting there looking at it, and it's looking at me. And it's eyeballing me, and I kind of got a weird feeling out of it. So I just kind of turned and walked off, turned back around. There's a crow, wings spread, talons out, coming at me. I'm diving into the street, punching at a crow, and people are driving by like,
How do I not know this story?
What is this idiot doing? I've had multiple times where crows have come at me, dude. Crows, like, seriously. And somebody's like, what did
Don't
you do?
Don't come at me, crow.
Yeah, exactly. So people are like, hey, what did you do? Because you do know that crows have a, they can talk to each other. They have facial recognition. They remember you, and they can communicate hatred towards certain people. That's why they murder crows. That's what I'm talking about there. So here's what, the other day, my kid ran over a squirrel.
Your kid ran over a what?
A squirrel.
Oh. Well, I mean, you don't have to say, like, I'm sure he didn't do it on purpose.
He was so sad.
Then
Avery was so, like, he was so just beat up that he did this. Same day, all right? He, like, almost crying, dude. Same day, I'm driving down our street. A squirrel runs out in front of the truck. Kevin, next to me, all right? A bunch of crows in the median.
They saw it.
The squirrel runs out, looks at the crows, stops, tries to turn around, sees my truck, looks back at the crows, looks up at me, and lays down. He would have rather me run over him than him have to go deal with those crows. I am telling you, dude, there is something up with crows. There is something. Also, it's what's really wild is a lot of crows are losing their ability to communicate, though, you know? Yeah, scientists are scrambling to find the cause.
They are? Or is that just a Corey theory?
The cause. And that's the C block, ladies and gentlemen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're welcome, Alec.
You heard that right, Alec?
Can I go home?
Man.
But seriously, though, this Kenny Clark thing, momentum, all right? Momentum. It's not worth it. What? If it stops, is what Kenny Clark said.
I was about to say. I mean, weird take of Kenny Clark. Like, momentum, not worth it. You're too busy
it
getting ready
mean
to fire
anything
up your pro joke.
It stops.
Now I'm sad. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time. Give us your official Cowboys-Lions prediction. We'll get into that next live from Choctaw on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Choctaw. I want to remind everybody, you got G-Bag Nation, Gavin Dawson, and Lucius are out here at Choctaw as well, coming up right after us. And then back in the studio, you got the rest of the G-Bag crew, and they'll be on the show, and then they'll be getting you ready with the official pregame show. By the way, on the official pregame show, you're going to have Andre Whitworth, part of Prime Video's crew. He's going to be on the pregame show. They're going to talk with Jane Slater, Shoddy. The player profiles Jadeveon Clowney, and the timing of that is interesting because we think that Jadeveon Clowney is going to be out tonight, hence the elevation of Isaiah Lamb. But we've talked about it a lot, so it's time for your predictions. 877-881-1053. Give us your official prediction for Cowboys-Lions tonight. What are you thinking, Corey?
Kevin, I think this is going to be a high-scoring affair on the Cowboys' part. I think you're going to get 22 points out of Detroit, though.
Okay.
I'm rolling out 35-22.
Now, I know you said 35, but do you think most Cowboys fans would be like, if you give up 22 points to Detroit, you think you should win?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
Because
their defense has had some rough times.
Yeah, but the Cowboys have given up some points, even in their victories the last couple games. Like, they've still done it. Their offense, though, I think that their offense has been comfortable enough because their defense has given them opportunities. I understand where you're going with that, but not necessarily. But I don't think the Cowboys' offense is slowing down in this game, dude. I think they're going into this thing going, it's a race. Good luck to you guys. It's a track meet.
And so there's a handful of things to look at, but I wanted to bring this up. You might run into the same potential problem that I thought was going to be an issue going into the Philly game. Detroit does not turn the ball over very much.
No, they don't.
They have 5 interceptions and 3 lost fumbles this year, so the 8 turnovers tied for the second fewest in the NFL. You ran into that same concern against Philly, and you were able to win that game, so perhaps an overblown concern. But I think if you can get a turnover off of Detroit tonight, that would really do a lot to sway the balance, specifically I'm sure any game getting a turnover would help you, but specifically Detroit, because they don't turn the ball over a lot.
And you've been adamant about that all season regarding the Cowboys' turnover ratio, and it still leaves
something to be desired.
And, I mean, Jerry brought it up with us every Friday. He would be like, guys, did y'all see against Carolina? We got one. It didn't work, but we still got one. And like that's a big deal for sure. I think the best way to get one, sack and strip Jared Goff. Fortunately for them, they've had good opportunities of being able to find the ball whenever he gets sacked, but his hand, he will lose that ball. And you put physicality on this guy, he will drop that ball on the ground. So, yeah, man, that's the way that I think that the Cowboys might be able to get that turnover tonight.
From the 2-1-0, Cowboys win 38-30. Lions will score late to tighten it, but the onside kick fails. From the 9-4-0, 34-20 Cowboys. From the 7-1-4, Cowboys win by 11. And from the 4-6-9, Cowboys 38-27. Now, I want to talk about the Lions defense a little bit more.
Okay.
Because they've been having some struggles. Do you want the positive for their defense or the negative?
Positive first.
All right. Their off-the-ball linebackers have been outstanding this year. All right? So, led by Jack Campbell and Derek Barnes.
Good eyes, good speed.
That group in the NFL this year is first in sacks with 10.5. First in the NFL with run stops, 69.
Nice.
Third in the NFL in pressures at 47. So that group has really, really excelled. So while we talked plenty about Aiden Hutchinson earlier and the defensive line, the off-the-ball linebackers for the Detroit Lions, even with some struggles from the defense, they've been really good this year.
Yeah, and good luck to them whenever Javonte Williams hits them. I want to add this.
I think you're right about that.
Javonte Williams, he had a couple of runs in the sounds from the sideline. Quinnen Williams immediately telling him, guys, I played against him whenever he was with Denver. Boy. You know, he was like, dude, when he hits you. You aren't hitting him. And so guys remember that. And especially, here's the thing I was about to ask you.
Yeah.
That stadium can get loud.
For sure.
It's not their old stadium, but that Detroit stadium, that Ford Field can get very, very loud. But they're in a place right now where they all kind of see the writing on the wall. You just got to go show them. You know, if the Cowboys go in there and physically in the first and second quarter, like put that stranglehold on them. G-Bag's going to be here, by the way, today. If they go in there and do that, that will start to make that demoralization of that group. And whenever Javonte Williams has the ball, those linebackers are going to be like, I don't know if I really want this as much as I thought I did before, because the Cowboys are up on us now.
Okay, so I'm intrigued.
And I would love to make that stadium a quiet place.
I'm intrigued by an addition to desperate team theory, desperate crowd theory. Are you louder or are you
start off
tenuous?
Loud.
Okay.
I think you start off loud, and if your team gives you something to cheer for, you're in that game. But if they don't,
then
you start to leave.
Oh, man.
You start to exit early, man.
Dude, I would love it if, like, by halftime you saw Lions fans leaving.
They're like, dude, it's snowing hard, man. We got to get out of here.
It is so cold. That would be freaking tremendous. From the 2-5-4, Dallas wins 27-21. From the 8-1-7, 31-10, Dallas wins. And then from the 9-7-2, holy moly, Cowboys 52-7. Dak remembers, and Jerry told Shoddy to put his foot on the effing throttle. Man, Alec, I'm going to go to you because there is an overwhelming sentiment that the Cowboys take this tonight. However, just to balance it out, from the 8-1-7, 41-16 Detroit, Cowboys will lose because I'm finally starting to believe in them. And I think that's something that has been building for years and decades now, is like you're just expecting the football to be pulled away from you.
Yes.
Alec?
Much like your Aggies.
Yeah. Hey.
You told me. I was sitting there telling you to buy in.
That's fair. Hey, but they're still going to be in the playoff. They're still four wins away from the championship. Alec, what is your prediction?
Yeah, I don't think if they're going to lose another game this season, I don't think it's going to be this one. I like the idea that you presented, Kevin, that there are two desperate teams playing against each other tonight, and I think I'm going to ride with the hot hand. And I know the 3 games in 12 days thing, it's real and it's a tough turnaround, but hey, guess what? The Lions are doing the exact same thing,
exactly.
And they have lost two of those games. I think it's probably the toughest game left on the schedule for the Cowboys, but I do think the hottest team is going to win here. I'll go with the Cowboys winning by the score of 35-28.
Do you guys, how much stock, if any, do you put in numbers like or stats like the Lions haven't lost back-to-back games in 3 years?
Okay.
Now, when you hear that, are you like, ooh, so they should win this one? Or are you like, that's great. That incorporates a lot of 2023 and 2024, and that is irrelevant to this conversation.
No, whenever I hear something like that, my first thought is that like that goes to their planning, their preparation. Whenever they get knocked down, they say, "All right, we'll show you." And
right.
that's not good. That is a Dan Campbell. Like that's one of the reasons I'm telling you, you need to go into that place and put it on them quickly. This can't be a slow start from Dak and the offense tonight. It can't be a slow start from the defense at all either, because this is the kind of team that is going to make sure they're prepared for a bounce back game after something like that. That's just who they are. It's in their fabric. And I believe that's a reality. Kevin, when you have a bad show, you kick yourself in the butt and you do
sure.
a better show.
Yeah.
And so I think that when you understand people that have that kind of mentality, and that's what I believe Dan Campbell has. You drink out the sore throat spray the way Kyle Yeomans told you to. I think that's a reality, but this is where, as Alec was pointing out, a hot team coming into your place right now, believing that they belong here, believing that the adjustments that their owner and GM made, adding to this team, was a belief that they actually had the right group. They just needed a little bit more talent to get over the top.
I think this kind of prediction is one that you will appreciate, Corey. From the 858, I'm hoping St.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Brown is out because I picked up Tesla and I need as many points as possible in fantasy. Playoffs are on the line. I've also got Gibbs, so I'm hoping he gets the only 3 touchdowns of the game for the Lions and the Cowboys win 31-21. You understand that line of thinking, right?
Mm.
I need all these things for my fantasy team as long as my actual team wins.
Yeah, that was, I think it was the Thanksgiving game. my brother-in-law had Mahomes, Kelsey, and Worthy in daily fantasy.
Yeah.
And he was like, I still want them to lose by a field goal.
Sure, sure.
I just want them to get all the points for me on the way there.
Man, I like this. I hadn't really even factored this in, even though we talked about it quite a few times from the 817. They have a lot more turnovers when you count all the turnovers on downs. So that's going to be another addendum. I think if you can force a non-fourth down turnover, that would be huge in this game. And then the other logical thing is if and when Detroit turns the ball over on downs, you need to turn that into points. Like, preferably if you could march on down there and score a touchdown, of course. But you need to be able to turn those things into points. All right, one more thing that I wanted to talk about specifically for the defense. And I think this is a huge deal going up against a Cowboys offense that has been pretty phenomenal, I think, all but maybe 2 weeks this season. Under Kelvin Shepard, they have just really fallen into an easily predictable pattern of man coverage. All right, so they play above man coverage, much like we've been lamenting for a big chunk of the season. We wanted the Cowboys to play more man coverage, too much zone. The Lions play more man coverage than anybody, and they do it on key downs, on your leverage downs. The Lions run man coverage on almost 45% of their defensive plays, by far the most in the league. But here's where it's problematic, I think, for them. You can almost, like clockwork, be able to predict that scheme ahead of time. Because on late downs, they're 69% of the time they use man coverage. When they're up against it in the red zone, you're going to love this, also 69%.
Nice.
So you can almost think ahead of time. Like, if you're trying to move the ball quickly, think ahead of time. All right, if we get to third down, it's more than two-thirds likely they're going to show me man coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get into the red zone, it's more than two-thirds likely on a play-by-play basis they're going to show me man coverage. I know it's more complicated than that for the quarterback, but just setting up if you want to push the pace, knowing what kind of base scheme you're going to see ahead of time, that feels like a potentially huge advantage
for
the Cowboys.
Oh, for sure, dude, for sure. Make them disorganized on their on their back end.
Yes.
And I think, man, you know, was it the Green Bay game that he didn't go, that Shoddy didn't go for it, and he told us, he was like, look, they had a call that that got me.
Yeah.
They defeated me on that one. This is one of those, Kevin, where I'm glad that you pointed this out. And I'm hoping that these situations pop up so we can revisit it on tomorrow, because Shoddy's prepared for things like he has plays dialed up. I love what Shoddy was saying yesterday too. I am a game by game planner. I don't plan, you know, 3 games in advance.
Sure.
I plan for what their team is this week.
Yeah.
And I got to, you know, once I know what their team is this week, I can go attack some of their weaknesses, and I can really get after them that way. So that right there, Kevin, tells me that he sees what you see. He has a guy just like you that's looking at those numbers, and he's rolling that out, that information to him, and he's like, all right, so how do we best beat them when they're in man, especially in the red zone? And you know what? One of the ways, maybe use that run game, especially when you're in the 10-yard line, to attack them even more.
So I was thinking this when a lot of these texts were coming in. For the 972, too many people are picking the Cowboys to win and being optimistic, so we're going to lose.
I'm feeling very optimistic. I'm sorry. That's where I am right now.
Let me ask you something then, and Alec, I want your thoughts on this as well. Does it feel like, based on like some of the things we've talked about and the vibe and everything like that, that the Cowboys are the favorites in this game?
Yes.
Because they are not.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you know that. But they are not. They're three and a half point underdogs. But
they're on a 3-game win streak, and Detroit has stumbled at many times. That's why people are not believing and believing. That's why the vibe that way feels that way at the moment. Sorry, Kevin. I was reading this from the 817. Hey, guys, love you. Stepping in to perform surgery and hope to be out well before the game time. Y'all stay safe. Thanks for being a great part of my day.
Delightful.
I'm not sure if I'm concerned that we have surgeons listening to us, or if I should be like, is that an endearing thing? Kevin,
I think they're too smart to listen to this show?
We're just a bunch of silly knuckleheads.
Yeah.
And surgeons are serious people saving lives. And you know what, though?
Alternate theory.
Everybody needs a little fun and levity.
I was going to say, what if because their job is so serious, like all they like in their outside life is nonsense. They just like reality TV. They're like, I just need fun.
Mm-hmm.
My
makes
job
a lot
is
of sense.
Too serious.
Or because they get to have this kind of fun with us, that's what makes them so good at their job.
There you go. We're the KNC masterpiece. I was debating whether or not I wanted to. Okay,
go ahead, do it.
All right. There's a
actually,
Bob.
I'm scared.
There's
now.
A Bob's Burgers episode when they were like, "No, I know it happened because we said 69 and high five," and then one of the kids goes, "Why did you high five?" They go, "Never mind."
Uh-huh.
And so I think about that almost every time that you say "nice." Coming up next, we will chit chat with the fellas from the G Bag Nation right here live from Choctaw on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Choctaw Casino and Resort. And right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, sitting right next to us, it's Gavin Dawson. Sir, how is you today?
Man, I just love being in casinos. So I'm outstanding. I'm buzzing. You know, I've been more social with you guys in the last 5 minutes than usual.
I have noticed that.
So soak it all in. One night only.
Now, while you're handling everything here, along with Lucius, back at the studio, I see the rest of the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, we were just talking about this. I know what the point spread says, but based on all the talk, the momentum, does it feel to you like the Cowboys are the favorite in this game?
To me, it does.
That's scary.
That is always
scary. It strikes fear into me.
It is always scary.
Yes.
But when you look at all the injuries that the Lions are having, man, I think that this is a great opportunity for the Cowboys, and it's really turning into a no-excuses game, if you will. If you don't have Amon-Ra St. Brown, there are other players that could certainly hurt you. Those two running backs are really, really good, but they're banged up along the offensive line. Those tackles are probably going to play, but how efficient are they? What version of themselves are they? And you're really only probably going to be down Clowney. So I think for the Cowboys, you got to go ahead and take care of business. It's a tough place to play. They've been a little bit of a different team on the road offensively outside of that Vegas game, so they've got to answer some questions. But I think they should be going and taking care of business. I love Cowboys plus three.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I texted Schefter before we went on air, and I asked him, I said, "Do you hear anything about St. Brown?" And the Lions are telling him that he's one of the toughest guys they have on the team, and they would not be surprised if he played. So how effective may he be, we'll see. But, you know, that's one of the things I think that we were all kind of concerned going in, that will he be able to play? And the fact that he was listed as questionable, you know, I think that's one of those things that, you know, we'll know 90 minutes before game time, but – boy, that if you know, if they have him playing, that's got to be a lift for their offense.
I'm a little scared, though. I mean, Walchuk's calling this a no-excuses game. We had a no-excuses game earlier in the season, brought us, if you remember. It was
Arizona game.
No, the Bears game was no-excuses game because they were just riddled with injuries as well.
Yeah.
And we saw that turned out. So it's a redemption
different
night,
team.
Walchuk.
Different team now.
You were a bad team then. You were a bad team then.
You certainly were.
Now we're a good one.
Yeah, the whole thing, too, with Clowney, and I was talking to somebody there in Detroit about it, and they're saying that this is legitimately a game-time decision, 100%. I was asking, hey, is there a gut on this one, do you think? And they're like, no, we got to work the guy out, and once we see where he is, that's what we'll know. So that's another thing you're going to have to wait for and see what happens 90 minutes before game time.
And, you know, Zach, you were talking about the tackles for the Lions being available. It really feels like because of injuries and because of rookies, that interior of their offensive line has really been maybe at best average this year.
They haven't been good, and right now that's been the strength of the Cowboys. So you'd like to think Quinnen Williams, Osa, Kenny Clark, they're going to be able to get after it. And we all know the story of Jared Goff's career. It is a night and day difference when he is pressured. He is a bad quarterback.
Yep.
And especially every quarterback hates getting pressured right up the middle. It ruins everything. And I think timing is also a big part of that, that Lions offensive attack. If they can get after it much like they did with Mahomes, Goff doesn't have that mobility to extend plays and be Houdini like Patrick Mahomes does. That's another reason why I'm just feeling really crotch first about the Cowboys tonight. And again, that always makes me a little nervous.
Yeah.
But right now I'm just riding the Cowboys high, boys, and you're not going to be able to knock me off this horse.
Yeah, I think Dan Campbell's going to try and run the football in this game, even being little compromised. I think he feels like he's got two backs. You know, this is the second best rushing attack in the league, and I think they're going to lean on these guys, and they know they're compromised across the board. We've mentioned this a bunch. They're a right-handed running team. If you have no Clowney in there, will they take advantage of that? He seems to be the one guy that can kind of play at the point of attack and handle those things. So I feel like that. I think Dan Campbell's going to try and make this a really, really physical game and see if, in fact, that they can run the ball. That might be their best shot today.
Might be a big night for the five-man line. Yes. Looking forward to that and talking about this game with the guys over the next couple of hours. I think the interior of the Detroit line is so bad that it lines up perfectly to you know get Goff on the run from the middle, collapse that pocket. All four of the guys that have played a significant amount of snaps in those interior three spots have PFF grades under 50. Which, yikes. And you know, the sample size gets high. I think you look at PFF numbers for an individual game and you're like, whatever, that's really not an indication of how good this player is. But you get 11, 12 games into a season, you're under 50, you are objectively a bad football player.
Yeah.
At least at starting level.
I love that point. And I know the game is not decided or not necessarily won in the first quarter, but do you think early on you might get a good feel for if this is going to go the Cowboys' way or not? Because you were talking about the run game. The split differences between Jahmyr Gibbs' effectiveness per carry and wins versus losses is staggering. We're talking about 7.1, I think, against 3.2.
This is going to be. I think this is really where their game hinges for both teams. I think that, like I say, if St. Brown doesn't play, then they're compromised at wide receiver. Williams is a downfield player. They really rely on the racket that they can get. You know, the run after catch stuff. That's big in their offense.
He went rack and said yak.
I went rack.
I'm down for
it. I went rack on this one because. I'll tell you another thing you need to worry about is them throwing the ball the flats to those running backs.
Yeah, the Cowboys have shown an inability there to cover it.
You know, all of a sudden that turns into like you can't get guys out there. You can't get corners to come play up. You can't get fill play from your safeties. You know, that's going to be a problem for Dallas.
Okay, let me ask you this. If you're Eberflus and you're scared of that, don't you try and send a little bit more of a blitz to keep Gibbs in to have to protect a little bit?
Yeah, that's the thing about it. They build their whole game plan on getting rid of the football. So all of a sudden they know that you're coming with a blitz. They read it and they swing
just
that.
Just a quick swing. Hey,
that's where
swing
your defensive that. Tackle's whipping them up front.
Yeah.
You get that quick pressure. Good luck.
Yeah. I'm worried. Now, I'm worried about this one, boys. I really am. I am.
Worried to the point you think the Lions are winning it?
I to the point, you know, I think that Dallas right now is the better team. I just worry about all the things you feel like you might have an advantage in. That, you know, we need to see this. We need to see this, like, you know, Kansas City and Philadelphia, yeah, you saw a little of that. But, man, they need to go out and just stuff this run game right off the jump.
Yeah.
And then force them to have to make some throws here. But there's some things that Dallas, like I say, the ball going to the flats, I just don't think with these backs is a very good option for Dallas right now.
Zach, I'm taking it you are a Cowboys victory this evening.
Yeah, I'm going to go 31-20 Cowboys here. I think this thing turns out to be double digits, and I absolutely think that they're able to cover that spread. And I mean, I'd be very disheartened and disappointed. If they lose this game, it means obviously what we thought about that run defense. Quinnen Williams probably didn't have a good game, and some of this was fool's gold. But give me the Cowboys to win this one pretty handily. I think they pull away in the fourth quarter.
You know, I'm with Wolchuk on this one. I'm a Zach guy, you know, and I think he just nailed it right there. The only thing I'm really worried about is how good are they going to be on the road. The only positive offensive performance this year was the Raiders. I think their only two road wins are Raiders and Jets. But I feel like this team transformed at the bye week.
Yeah.
With the trade and the tragedy, maybe galvanizing them.
Nate Thomas' first road start, by the way, with Aiden Hutchins probably lining up over on his side some in this football.
Zach, if the Cowboys win, are you going to be the most crotch first in the world tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that I might just go ahead and get an NFC East 2025 champion shirt pre-made.
Oh, my gosh. That's
I should save that.
Hey,
yeah, I like that. What do you find, fellas, as you continue to divide and conquer the radio world? What do you got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Heggy. Thanks for asking. Not only are three of us, maybe four of us, bullish on Cowboys victory tonight, but there's a pretty good chance the division lead's going to be down to a half game Monday evening at about 10:30. We'll talk about that right out of the gates.
Love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation broadcasting from Choctaw and the studios. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Come see us tomorrow, Taco Bueno in Arlington. Or you can always tune in right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Go Cowboys.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.